Well, let's take a break from the news now for another edition of the Here and Now DJ Sessions.
And there goes the last DJ.
Kyle Long joins us today. He's a DJ at WFYI in Indianapolis. His show is called The Cultural Manifesto. Hi, Kyle.
Hello, Jeremy.
And I understand you're going to take us on a musical tour of Indianapolis, both old and new. Is there anything we should know about the history of music in that city?
I think so, yeah. Indianapolis is probably best known among jazz fans for the incredible legacy of jazz music we have here. There was a street in Indianapolis known as Indiana Avenue. During the era of segregation, this is where black culture in Indianapolis was concentrated. And an unbelievable amount of legendary musicians came out of this scene. Wes Montgomery, Freddie Hubbard, and on, lots of jazz icons and lesser-known names. So, yeah, we have an incredible history of jazz and R&B music here.
And Motown.
Yes, Lamp Records, which is called Naptown's Motown. So, yeah, we have a great history of soul music and jazz here.
Okay, well, let's get to the first song that you've brought us. This is the group Merging Traffic with Eleanor Rigby, World is a Ghetto.
Eleanor Rigby died in a church and was buried along with her name. No one was saved. Oh, look at all the lonely people. Oh, 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 all the lonely people.
Very interesting cover of the Beatles there. Tell us more about Merging Traffic.
Yeah, Merging Traffic were a jazz fusion band. They kind of came in at the tail end of that Indiana Avenue scene I referenced earlier when jazz was moving in a more experimental and moving in the direction of fusion. And this was a very prolific group here in Indianapolis. They recorded hours and hours of music but never released a note of music. I think they were kind of like hippies and they didn't trust the establishment and they just kind of were... I think they compared themselves to a cult when I interviewed them. So they were just this insular group that had this very unique kind of dynamic and didn't trust the big record companies. It's just a great story here in Indianapolis that's only beginning to be discovered and understood by people outside the city.
Okay, well, let's get to the next one you've brought us. This is Hannah Benn with Unfasten.
The truth, a shortcut through your closet door. You're going so la honeycomb. I asked an asking a ghost and no answer. Clues the
sort of a ghostly, mysterious voice there.
Yeah, and that voice is actually the daughter of the voice we heard in the prior track. She's the daughter of George Benn, the vocalist of Merging Traffic. And like her father, Hannah grew up singing classical choral music at the Christ Church Cathedral in Indianapolis. And her music, you know, takes from that classical choral experience and adds elements of hip-hop and R&B, as you said, in this very ghostly, ethereal way.
And you say that Hannah Benn is one of the most important artists to come out of Indianapolis.
Yes, I think she's going to go on to great things. And this is off her debut EP, Divide. So she's just starting her career. You know, she's an incredible vocalist. She makes beats. And she also is a composer. She's written arrangements for the Indianapolis Symphony Orchestra. So one of the most incredible musical minds I've ever had the pleasure to know.
All right, up next is Caroline Shaw. This is From Rivers.
To the sky. my feet in the river, my face to the sky.
So I understand she wrote this for the opening of a hospital in Indianapolis?
Yes, the public hospital here in Indianapolis, the Sidney and Lois Eskenazi Hospital. And this was commissioned by a guy named Michael Kaufman as part of a project called Sound Expeditions. There's over 30 pieces of commissioned music in this collection. So it's a great place for listeners to go to kind of get a sense of what's happening here in the city and maybe learn a little bit about our culture and history as well.
And what more should we know about Caroline Shaw?
Yeah, she's a Pulitzer Prize-winning composer and a Kanye West collaborator, which is, I think is an incredible bio. And yeah, Caroline came here and visited Eskenazi and wrote this piece for that incorporated the Indianapolis Children's Choir and an incredible vocalist named Kristen Newborn.
All right, the next one you have brought us is another oldie from Indianapolis. Mm-hmm. This is Somebody Please by the Vanguards. Now, the Vanguards is a band from the 60s. Is this one of their well-known songs?
This is one of two hits the Vanguards scored. This is from 1969. It was on the Billboard R&B Hot 100. And this was released by Lamp Records. And Lamp Records was founded by Herb Miller. He was R. Berry Gordy here in Indianapolis. And this song just lives on. It was out of print for almost 50 years, but it's taken hold in different places around the world, especially Los Angeles, where it's a fixture in the Chicano lowrider oldie scene and has been translated into Spanish and sampled in Chicano gangster rap songs. I think it's all animated by James Davis's anguished vocals. And sadly, he passed away just a few days ago, but I had the immense pleasure to kind of document his life on my program and to befriend him. An incredible man and a really powerful singer.
All right, we have time for one more, and this one is by Sweet Poison Victim. It is called tilapia, which I think of as the kind of fish that you get in a fish taco when it's a little cheaper than the mahi-mahi, but here it is, Tilapia by Sweet Poison Victim. So I understand Sweet Poison refers to a Ghanaian alcohol that has a very high alcohol content that the group's founder likes to brew.
Yes, the group's founder is Kwesi Brown. He's an immigrant from Ghana, and he loves sharing Ghanaian culture, whether it's the music, the food, or this really toxic homemade alcohol he concocts. And he loves giving people a big
glass
of this.
Have you tried it?
I had an episode I don't remember anymore yet when I tried this
drink,
that I'm told about frequently, but yeah, it's very powerful. But this group really represents to me something I love about Indianapolis, and that's the really vibrant and robust immigrant community we have here who have really, you know, transformed the music scene here. You know, there are whole neighborhoods in the city that were formerly blighted, deteriorating, abandoned strip malls that have been reimagined as concert halls, and some of the biggest groups from Latin America play here on an almost daily basis. So the immigrant community of Indianapolis has really revitalized this city in a way, as a lifelong resident, that I'm so grateful of and happy to see thrive.
Well, Kyle Long, DJ at WFYI in Indianapolis, thank you for joining us, giving us a little break from the impeachment inquiry and all the rest of the news that's going on right now for some music from Indianapolis. Really appreciate it.
It was an honor. Thank you, Jeremy.
And you can hear more at our Spotify playlist. We are NPR Here and Now on Spotify. You can also find us on Apple Music and at hereandnow.org.